Were they laughing enough, appropriately enough? You don't want to look fake. But you don't want to be stoic. A lot of people judging you. I so love that you identify with that. That's my favorite part of this whole night. I one time, by the way, this friend of mine, he got up here and an idiot had been up all night and he led the meeting and he falls asleep through the whole thing. You want to talk about judgment? He's asleep through the whole talk of this guy, like this, right? And then every once in a while when people would laugh, he'd wake up, he'd be like, ha, ha, ha. And then he, man, everyone judged this person. So I'm in this car and I want to, you know, but that's what I thought. I thought all those things about pulling over and letting me outside. I didn't say that. Because at this point in time, I was starting to become very concerned with what my sponsor thought of me. And I was more concerned with that man's approval than I was getting my way in some respects. And so while I thought all those things and I thought the indignity of all of this is too much to bear, I took different actions. And I would come to find out that a lot of my path to recovery is going to be paved with taking actions that I don't yet believe in. If I wait around for them to make sense or to have faith in them, or trust, good God, I'm in trouble. Alcoholics Anonymous is an action-based program. Take the action and the thoughts will follow. Bring the butt, the mind will follow. Whatever you want to say, this is an action-based program and I took the right actions. I sat in that car and I guessed grapevine every time. And I took second place. And very proud of that. My sponsor was very, I remember the one time I got it right or something, you know, I'm like, God, would that be the grapevine, Chris? He's like, wow, Jeff, you really know your grapevine. Oh, hell yeah, I do. And don't you guys read that in the morning? So I'm taking the right action. And my thinking is starting to change. And I'm coming to identify with people in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm identifying with the way that you drank. But more than that, I'm identifying with the way that you felt. I'm identifying with the way that you thought. And if I'm like you, you know, there's two things I think that need to happen for recovery to take place. And I hope that you get it this weekend. Perhaps not tonight, but I hope if you're new, you get it. The first is identification. Alcoholics Anonymous is a nice place for nice people, but if I don't identify, I will never become able to come in. Yeah, I'm glad that so-and-so found AA. He needed it. Why don't you go? That's not me. I have to identify. I have to listen to someone's experience, strength, and hope and be able to identify. Because I've walked around with this terminal case of uniqueness all my life, convinced that nobody ever really understands what it's like to be Jeff. And that slowly started to dissipate and melt as I continued to stay here. So I have to identify. I have to identify with who you are, what you are, and what you do. If I get that, I can gain the next part, which is hope. Because if I'm like you, if you're like me, and you're living a better way of life, you seem to have found a way to not only not drink, but to be somewhat content, or dare I say, happy, joyous, and free about it. If you can do that, light bulb moment, maybe if I did the same things that you do, I could have what you have. You know, it's funny, I make that little joke earlier in my talk about no definition for alcoholism, but in some respects, it's exactly what happens to us. Nobody told me what alcoholism was, and nobody told me I was an alcoholic. Not in AA. I listened to you and came to that determination. My concession in step one to my innermost self wasn't to you, wasn't to my mom, my wife, it was to myself. The day I took step one wasn't when I said I'm an alcoholic in a meeting. I will say whatever I need to fit in. I remember the day I took step one, I was looking in a mirror. I was looking at this broken down individual that I barely recognized thinking, my God, I'm an alcoholic. That's what's wrong with me. Now, it sounds simple, everyone else. Yeah, welcome to the party, Jeff. Everyone else perhaps knew it. I didn't. I really didn't. I remember coming to that realization. And that has been my price of admission, if you will, that allows me to come in the door. And then I listen to you and I start to hear what you do. And suddenly the idea starts to draw that if I do what you do, perhaps I could have what you have. And that's what I've been trying to do for the last 26 years. In my home group, we say our sobriety date. I didn't at mine, but I've been sober since, by the way, I should have told you at the outset, I've been sober since March 16th of 1992. I'll save you the math.